This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Chicago-based MacArthur Foundation has announced its 2012 Genius Fellows. Now, these are 23 select people who have revolutionized their fields through dedication, passion, and a certain fearlessness about flaunting convention.
Four of this year's winners live in Boston, including novelist and MIT creative writing professor Juno Diaz.
What our joy is to be able to encounter a book, not understand it fully, and still love it. It's like encountering a person. I don't understand people fully. I don't understand every part of their heart or soul, but it doesn't keep me from loving them. And so I guess my advice to readers is to read the way you always read. Read with great love and great tolerance, and if the book hooks you, you're not going to notice what you don't understand.
That was from a conversation we had recently with Juno Diaz, and you can hear the whole thing at radioboston.org.
Another of this year's genius grantees is Dr. Benjamin Wharf, physician at Children's Hospital, whose work has transformed pediatric neurosurgery. He joins us now. Dr. Wharf, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks very much.
And congratulations to you. I guess I should first ask you, where were you when you got the call from the MacArthur Foundation?
Well, I was actually in Rio de Janeiro. I was there giving a series of talks to the Brazilian Congress of Neurosurgeons, and I was in a hotel lobby. So it was a little awkward because the connection wasn't that great. I was really quite stunned.
So you're on the phone saying, what? What? You're going to give me how much? $500,000?
Exactly.
Well, it's interesting that you were in Brazil because much of the work that that you've done laid the groundwork for significant change that's filtered its way to Children's Hospital, you did internationally, specifically in Uganda. Now, what is it that you saw in Uganda that got you thinking about how we operate or do surgery on the brains of children?
Well, my family and I moved to Uganda in 2000. We lived there for about 6 years, had gone there to start a neurosurgery hospital for children with a Christian nonprofit organization called Cure International. And it was a neurosurgical hospital providing care that was otherwise unavailable in the region. And the most common problem that we saw from the beginning and increasingly so was a condition called hydrocephalus in babies. This is when the water that's normally produced and circulated and absorbed inside the brain becomes trapped inside the brain, and the pressure builds up, the baby's head grows, and the brain becomes under pressure and damage is done. So half of these children will die within 2 years if they're not treated, and their survivors are very disabled.
And I understand that there was an established treatment, but you did not believe that that would work for rural children in Uganda.
Well, that's right. So the problem is that the standard treatment has been for a very long time to place a tube into the baby's brain to drain the fluid through that tube down into the abdominal cavity. That's called a shunt. But the problem with shunts is that they require maintenance. Half of them will fail within 2 years at least once, and 80% will have failed at least once within 10 years. And the average child has two or three, usually emergency operations, to fix a malfunctioning shunt over the course of their life. So with putting a shunt into a baby in our hospital in Uganda and then sending them back out to the bush, this was a dangerous situation because those children didn't have access to the same sort of safety net that we have here in the U.S.
So you created basically a new way to treat the hydrocephalus. That now is a treatment that's used here at Children's Hospital, is that correct?
That's correct. What I basically did was I combined two procedures, one which had been currently being used but was not very successful in babies and really wasn't used much in babies. It was used more in older patients. That's called an endoscopic third ventriculostomy, or an ETV for short. Basically, it's putting a little endoscope into the brain and making an opening from inside the brain to allow the fluid to escape into its normal circulation pattern. But the thing that we added to that was novel was we found that if we took an old idea that had mostly been abandoned, which was to reduce the tissue inside these fluid spaces that actually is making the fluid, that tissue is called choroid plexus, and so the procedure is choroid plexus cauterization. When we combined that with the ETV operation in babies, it greatly increased the success rate. So whereas nearly all babies were requiring treatment for hydrocephalus by shunt placement, we now were able to avoid creating that dependence on a shunt overall in about two-thirds of the children.
You know, what I find so fascinating about your discovery, your research, and your work is that usually we presume that medical innovation comes from high-tech centers such as Children's Hospital and then works its way into the developing world. But here, the exact opposite has happened. I have just enough time to ask you one more question.
Okay.
And we talked a little bit earlier about how there's a $500,000 award that comes with being named a genius grantee. Do you have any ideas of how you might use the grant money?
Well, I do have some ideas, but they're not fleshed out in detail. But for sure, what I'm trying to do is to leverage this great opportunity in the best possible way to enhance the work that we already have going on, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, some of it in training and some of it in research. And I'm hoping this will free me up and allow me to have more time to commit to those efforts, because that's my real passion.
Dr. Benjamin Worf is a neurosurgeon at Boston Children's Hospital and one of the four Bostonians named as this year's MacArthur Genius Grant Award winners. Dr. Worf, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it was my privilege. Thank you.